When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Key, we were talking at the last segment. We got a lot to get into, including the game last night.
Absolutely.
It was great. The game was fantastic. We watched it together. Spot here not far from ESPN headquarters in Connecticut. You, me, Jay, the whole crew, Pat, Shannon, James, everyone was there. Yates, everyone was there. Had a
Even
great time.
Even Justin Craig showed up.
Been a long time since I just got to get out with the guys and get out with the guys and have some just light beer on tap, you know what I mean? Just because I live in New York, man, it's hard to find just regular American light beer on tap. Everything's very fancy. Oh, we have an IPA. No, I'm not looking for that. I just want some Bud Light. Can I get some out and some wings and stuff? It was a good time.
So yeah, those wings didn't have a chance.
Nah, man. Nah.
You destroyed them, and I looked over it between three downs. James had a dozen.
Yeah.
They came, boom.
Yeah.
I looked at the game. It was probably five downs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
You know, first down, move the chain, whatever. I looked back over.
12 down.
I was like, 12 down.
Yeah, 12
I told
down.
James, I said, them wings didn't have a chance. They didn't even get a chance to even sweat on the paper. You know, it was none of that.
No, dry.
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 Oh, man. No, he devoured those things, sliced them up to the point where – you could see the red inside the bone. He sucked
the
it
marrow.
So hard.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
I was in the military, so I learned how to eat fast.
You're fat.
No. I believe
anxiety eating.
But I believe once he said I was in the military, I learned how to eat fast. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna leave you alone then. I'm not gonna bother you.
Yeah. That's why I just eat fast. I can't help it. It's just like ingrained in me somehow now.
Well,
and you know, I was sitting basically up against him to the point where I was sitting in his lap. It was so close.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear one crunch. I didn't hear anything.
Just swallowing
no smack,
it whole.
No nothing. It was just swallowing them whole or whatever, then pulling the
chew
bone out.
chew the food.
Yeah,
and
he
then,
was in
and
the
then Key's burger. Yo, that burger looks so good. Did anyone else jealous of that burger? I was jealous when it came out.
You know, Pat going to say he didn't. No, I didn't like it. It was Pat, California burger.
Pat, he described it to us earlier. It was a burger, a cheeseburger.
Strap in. There's like 18 ingredients.
Okay, hold on. Cheddar cheese. Cheeseburger, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, jalapeno, and a fried egg?
And bacon.
I didn't even know about the bacon.
Yeah.
Yates, I'm so hungry right now.
Man, Yates was sitting over there.
I grabbed the sliders, though, burger sliders. So, I mean, I had small. He had cut in fours. I had four little joints, bacon, you know.
Yeah, but there's something about a big burger.
Well, I cut it in fours because it was big.
No, I need to pick that burger up with my hands.
Yeah, it would have slid everywhere. And a little mustard on it, and that was it. But what I was explaining to you before we went to commercial break, how I think, right? Originally, I'm like, sign the deal, man. What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Talk about Lamar Jackson's contract.
Now,
before we get back to the game.
So when I look at the situation on him betting on himself, after Adam Schefter and Mark reported that there was $133 million of guaranteed money on a 200-and-whatever-something deal, and Deshaun got 230. Now I look at the 133, and I look at what was the gap there, 97?
$100 million almost.
$100 million gap. Yeah. When I looked at that, I go, okay, so he betting on himself. I'm rolling with him. Now how do I get to the money? So now psychologically to play with my mind as a player, this is how I would think. I would move myself and put my mind in an NBA-type circle. And say to myself, when I'm in the NBA, even though I'm in the NFL, I'm on this rookie deal before I get to my supermax. They're going to pay me 20 guaranteed, which is this year. And then that number is going to jump to 40-something guaranteed. Then it's going to be 40-something guaranteed. So now follow me here. If you were in the NBA and you had 3 years, 120 left on your contract, would you complain?
No.
You would say anything, right?
I'm good.
Because you're getting ready to get to free agency in 2024, and you're getting ready to get the Supermax at $300 million over whatever the years are. Fully guaranteed. That's how I would have to think. I would have to think yeah, that way.
But there's nothing – I mean, you're right, because really you're rolling the dice on one season in that case, this year. Because even if they tag you next year, this year plus next year is 70.
Yeah.
So you're good.
So now if you come to me –
you're set for life. You're good. And your kids. You know, like your generational wealth.
We should be good.
Yeah.
70 plus what I already done made, plus whatever I pick up along the way.
Right, you're good.
Call it, I made $100 million.
But, yeah.
Right. I should be
although
good.
Lamar doesn't get the commercials and stuff that some other guys
get.
Yeah,
but he's probably getting some stuff we don't know
about.
He will
down the line.
He'll
probably
get a little bit of shoe money,
things
of that nature. Yeah. So call it 100. Now I look up and I say, okay, the next year I'm going to get the same 40-some, 50 million fully guaranteed based on a franchise tag.
It's another roll of the dice, though.
It's fine. I'm already at 70. I'm already at 100. I'm okay.
So you're good. Yep.
I'm good. I banked something. I banked it. Now I can get to the the unrestricted free agent process now because I've already been tagged twice. Right. I can roll.
So now they're giving you. By the way, this is what I thought from the beginning, Key. This is exactly what I thought from the beginning. If he's willing to play without a contract, he could wind up at $400 million altogether. And that's why, now, from the team's point of view, they might be like, well, if we got to pay him, we got to pay him. But we're not going to take the risk right now. We could delay that for a couple years, right?
Delay it.
If but you it may keep, not be the Ravens who pay him. It may be the Dolphins
if you want to keep delaying it, delay, delay, delay. You're not getting, in 3 years, in 2024, you're not getting another Deshaun. You're not getting another Lamar Jackson.
Right.
You in 2024, you're not getting – so now you done spent and invested and developed Lamar Jackson for Max Kellerman?
Right.
You developed
– for the Dolphins.
For the Dolphins.
Yeah,
you developed –
this
spent,
is
you
key
spent,
to danger.
You spent 7 years developing Lamar Jackson to become somebody else's star.
This is the danger, and this is why I said it's Aaron Judge, and I know the sports are very different. Judge turned down 212.5 from the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
Now, he's going out. He might win the Triple Crown this year. He might break the home run record. He has a good chance to break the home run record. Has a decent chance. Like, he's going to lead in everything. What if he wins World Series MVP, the whole thing? The number they're going to have to give him is $100 million over what they wanted to pay him.
And that's a good bet because in his mind, he said, if I have a decent year, subpar year, I'm still going to get
more than what they offer me because I have a whole – everyone's going to be bidding on me.
I'm going to get more.
Yeah.
So that's,
even
how,
just
you,
with
that's
a decent
how you play
year.
It.
So
different sport, but that's how you play.
But if Lamar – and I think this is about to happen, Key. You always said, I don't know if I want to – if I want him as my quarterback, if I'm a receiver, which you were, because, you know, he doesn't throw it like some of the other guys as consistently. But after week one, you looked and said, I changed my tune on that. What I saw week one from Lamar, he could spin it. I would be a receiver for Lamar Jackson, right?
Like yeah, based absolutely.
On, okay, so he's already starting to check some boxes, and there are very few left for him to check anyway. If he goes out and wins Super Bowl MVP this year and sets the world on fire, and I am predicting he will, by the way. I predicted it about Aaron Judge. I'm predicting Lamar will. People forget, last year he carried a team with nobody on it because of injury to the best record in the division, and before he got hurt, to me, was obviously the league MVP, okay? Then he got hurt. First time in his career he really got hurt like that. Now he's back healthy, motivated with the contract. He's going to have a healthier team around
him. Even if he doesn't go out and win Super Bowl MVP, he wins regular season MVP, and they lose in the AFC Championship game.
Sure, sure, but he has a great season.
It's a great season. You still got to pay him.
But this is what I'm saying.
The longer the Ravens wait, the more money it's going to cost them.
And he might leave because at a certain point, if you're like, if you from South Florida and that team has everything but a quarterback, and Tua might have a good season, but let's say it's not a great one.
But he won't be able to leave for 3 years unless they decide to trade him.
At a certain point, in a year or two, they might, because they could see the writing on the wall and they might not want to pay him the $300 million.
They could do the basketball deal where a guy has an expiring contract and you move on from him because he doesn't want to be in your city anymore. They could do that. For sure. They could do the Anthony Davis in a heartbeat. They could do the Kawhi Leonard in a heartbeat and move on from him. And that's why I have to take my mind and put it there and say to myself, if I did this as a player, I know the end result on the back end is coming out to be able to get to the money in 2024 if they keep franchise tagging me after this $23 million year. Am I willing to continue to do that?
I think he will be when he looks at Deshaun, 230, when he looks what Joe Burrow's going to get, and he's thinking, they're in my division. What have they done that I've done more than these dudes? I'm going to be sitting here $100 million under them? You could, you know, as key as you would say, you could miss me with that. Tune into an NL West battle tomorrow night as the Giants host the Dodgers, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to change the way he plays. He has to change the way he leads.
This is the complete wrong way to do it, and he doesn't give a damn.
S-T-O-P. Nobody is concerned that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be able to figure this out.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. You can listen live to us right now. I know you're at work. Oh, I got to go in. I'm going to be late. Just hit the listen live function on the app. Take us right into work with you. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And join now by A.J. Hawk, former Packers linebacker, of course, and Super Bowl champion. What's going on, A.J.?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's happening?
So,
not much. You guys, I heard Jay had to step out, but it's good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, Jay had to go to handle some business real quick.
Yeah. So A.J., you know, everyone's talking Aaron Rodgers, as they always are. Is he going to get the Packers? Listen, of course, my money's always on Aaron Rodgers in the NFC North, but it would be such a high upside thing for the Bears to do if they could, by hook or by crook, somehow win this game, right? How confident are you that Rodgers gets them back on track this week against the Bears?
I mean, I am pretty confident, to tell you the truth. I think Sunday night football, coming off a rough loss for the Packers, obviously we know Aaron is going to be primed and ready, but I think the rest of the team will too. I think the rest of them are going to respond. I think that defense for Green Bay probably feels like, you know, they didn't show what they felt like they should in the first week too. We were talking up this defense a lot, and you know, they didn't play great in week one. I got to give a lot of credit to Minnesota, but I think the defense is going to want to come out and hopefully try to get some turnovers and try to pressure Justin Fields, and Aaron's going to hopefully look like Aaron, and I think we'll know early on really how this game is going to go.
AJ, you were with the Green Bay Packers back in 2014 when a lot of people questioned, you know, the receivers and Jordy Nelson, young Jordy Nelson or young Devontae Adams, and Aaron Rodgers didn't have anything. And Aaron went on to say, hey, you guys just chill, relax, and you guys went on the road. How concerned are you, having experienced that, to what they're going through with a lack of chemistry with the young receivers this year?
I mean, I guess it definitely have to be a little bit concerned just because there was all the talk in the offseason and training camp of inconsistency and everything. And then week one, you see what happens and with the big drop ball in the first series and everything. That could have been an unbelievable way to start your career for Christian Watkins. But I think the kid's going to be fine. I think he's going to do great. It's going to eventually be something you talk about and whatever, a stepping stone or something that kind of got him focused or whatever on the right path in the NFL. But yeah, until they really do it, until they prove that, hey, we can be these guys that are your go-to receivers in on third down situations in the red zone when we really need it at the end of the game, when we need a play to keep this game alive, until you prove that you can be that guy and that you have multiple players like that, yeah, it's kind of up in the air. And I think Aaron's waiting to see who's going to step up, and I think he's going to give them all a chance, and hopefully we see soon a couple of them kind of rise to the top.
A.J., if I'm talking to A.J. Hawk, former Packers linebacker, of course, and Super Bowl champion here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. A.J., if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I know, look, it's water under the bridge, signed a new deal, the whole thing. He's showing leadership, bringing the young guys along, trying to do whatever he can, push the right buttons. But if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm thinking we were right there knocking on the door, and they drafted my replacement instead of getting me some help to get me over the top. Now Devontae is not on the team, and we're chasing our tails. Now we got to just forget about getting over the top. We just got to get back to where we were, and we were knocking on the door with a chance to get over the, you know, to go through. Like, do you think he is still dealing with that at all? It would be very hard for me to get past that. Or do you think he's truly past that and focused on the job at hand?
I honestly do think he's focused on the job at hand, and believe me, like athletes, like everybody knows, athletes love to hold grudges. Like they don't, that drives athletes. That gives you the energy that sometimes to work through some of those early morning workouts or whatever. But I don't think this is the case here. I feel like, yeah, it did seem like it was a bit touchy a couple years ago when all this stuff was blowing up about him not being consulted with anything and not really having any kind of control or say in what they're doing. But I do honestly feel like for whatever they did, however they talked their way through it, it seems like they have a really good relationship between Aaron and the front office, and they seem to be on the same page right now. Now, the thing is, if you continue to lose games, that's when everyone starts pointing fingers and starts pointing at, like, oh, what about this? What about that? And all the little things start to add up. So I think Aaron knows, and the front office knows, like, hey, we gotta start winning games soon and looking like we are what the standard is around here. Or, yeah, things like that may bubble to the surface, even though they may not be that big a deal.
A.J. Hawk, former Green Bay Packer linebacker, Ohio State Buckeye Super Bowl champion and co-host of the Pat McAfee Show, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and, of course, Max Kellerman. How could I forget that? Let's go dive into the game a little bit. The Chicago Bears sneak out a win in a monsoon in Chicago against a pretty talented team in the San Francisco 49ers. What's going to be the biggest key to for this game Sunday night against Green Bay for the Chicago Bears?
Well, I mean, I think defensively for the Bears, I would imagine that Matt LaFleur wants to try to get Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon a lot of touches. They want to try to run them, try to use A.J. Dillon to wear you down. Maybe, yeah, obviously Aaron Jones, I think he can kind of do it all. I think they want to use both those guys out of the backfield too, maybe throw them the ball a few times, screen passes, all of that, try to soften the defense up. But Chicago needs to find a way to get pressure. I mean, look at what the Vikings did to the Packers. They're getting four-man pressure all day long. And if you can do that, I mean, you can drop seven in coverage and do a lot of different things in the back end. So I think the Bears, to try to slow Aaron down, that would be a nice move. But obviously Justin Fields has got to take care of the ball offensively and just find a way to have some nice sustained drives and convert those third downs when you need it. And don't give Aaron and the Packers any short fields. But it's going to be tough. I mean, so like I said, Sunday night game, Packers fans are ready. I think the team is, they're hungry for a win. They don't like how it started out, but they also know at the same time, hey, long season, but we need to make sure we get this thing on track right away.
A.J. Hawk, former Packers linebacker and Super Bowl champion with us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max right now.
It's a hawk.
Yes. What you just did is a hawk?
Yes.
Let me hear it again. All right.
That's perfect. I love it. Thank you. All right. Sounds amazing.
I think we could work with that. So, look, if I just had to go, if I had to, like, you know, power rank, you can't rank anymore, AJ. It has to be a power rank somehow that sells better. But if I had to do that for teams this season so far, just based on how they looked week one, I think the Vikings would have to be in the top five, right? If you know prior knowledge, just how they looked week one. But I do know that Kirk Cousins is not Aaron Rodgers. That said, who is the best team in the AFC North? Sorry, in the NFC North?
I mean, if you go to the old adage, what, to be the champ, you got to beat the champ or whatever. I know Green Bay has kind of ran the division for a while, so I still have to stay with Green Bay right now because we've only had one game. Now, yeah, the Vikings beat the Packers, and the Vikings looked awesome. I think with O'Connell coming in as the head coach like that, what a dream scenario to come in your first game at home as a head coach to put a performance like that. But still, like if Aaron Rodgers on the Green Bay Packers, I have a hard time picking against the Green Bay Packers when you're asking about the best team in the NFC North. But the NFC North has gotten better from top to bottom. They really have. So it's definitely going to be tougher than it has been in the past, I think, for Green Bay to stay atop the North. But I'm pretty confident they can do it.
A.J. Hawk, you may know him, kids, from the Pat McAfee Show, which is excellent, but he is also the former Packers linebacker and Super Bowl champion. Thanks, AJ.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Always good to talk to you. You're going to be shocked to hear who Key says is a lock to win this weekend. Shocked! Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Is anything ever a lock?
You better lock it. You better lock it.
No, you lock it. You lock it.
The answer could be a yes today.
It's a lock.
As KJ and Max lock it in.
But it's a lock.
All right, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Key, lock it in. Jay took Seattle. Look, Seattle's getting 8.5 points against the Niners. He said, take those points all day. So I took, we locked that in as a show. I took Saquon Barkley, 74.5 yards. I took the over, locked that in. What's your lock of the day?
What are you gonna lock in? Not a surprise. The New Orleans Saints over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneer team that's hobbling in to New Orleans to take on the Saints on Sunday. They're limping in, like literally.
Crazy injury
I don't even think Tom Brady has a receiver to throw to. Right. He may line himself up. The only person I've ever seen throw the ball to themselves is Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny on first, Bugs Bunny on second, on third, Bugs Bunny behind the plate, Bugs Bunny in left. That's the only guy. So Tom Brady may be finally that guy that has to do that for the Buccaneers to get a win. So I'm taking the Saints and my nephew, no question about it.
By the way, you're getting 2.5 points. First of all, Tom Brady is right. Well, you're an experienced guy. Tom Brady is winless while he's been on the Bucs against the Saints in the regular season. They are on the road. The Saints are hosting them, right?
Yes.
And the Saints are underdogs by 2.5 points. Lock it in.
Lock it in. 2.5.
Roman Harper, SEC network analyst and Super Bowl champion with those New Orleans Saints, joins us now, brought to you by Eckrich Smoked Sausage. Find them in the refrigerator meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create a one-of-a-kind sausage recipe. Eckrich, you do you. Good morning, Roman. See, I don't hear Roman, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Yo.
There he is.
Roman. Oh, my bad. I was listening to Max's great detail on whatever the meat was, and I'm just like, okay.
Getting hungry, right?
Yeah. It's all good.
You should have seen him eating wings last night, Roman.
Yeah.
Devoured those things.
Yeah, man, they didn't have a shot. Hey, Key said he could see the Saints winning or at least in the Super Bowl. Is he crazy or is he onto something?
I mean, he's a big fan right now, and I don't blame him. It's going to come down to all health. You know, New Orleans put on a great show last year, too. They just weren't healthy when it's due to COVID and different injuries. But having Mike T back, having the experience of Juice Landry in that wide receiver room really gives them a bit of energy and a thing of leadership that they might not have ever been or had before. You know, it's great to have somebody older with such a great player like Mike Thomas in that room, who's a big personality, a dominant type guy. And then all of a sudden now have somebody with even more experience that can probably just help ease the pain on Mike Thomas a little bit in that wide receiver group and also show him, hey, as you get older, these are some of the new tricks in the trade, how you're going to have to work and do some other things. So seeing those guys all get together, and it's also going to come down to Jameis Winston. Can he take care of the football on a consistent basis? When he gets in a groove, he is a great quarterback, but is he thinking too much at times and maybe trying to do too little, or I want to try and protect the ball too much, and now I'm not my normal self? I saw him when he all of a sudden cut it loose last week when he had to go and had to win against Atlanta. That was the real Jameis that everybody wants to see.
Clearly, right, Roman, you have to stay healthy to make a run at anything in professional sports. The injuries certainly can derail your chances. But let's assume that the Saints are going to stay healthy and they won't have any major health hiccups along the way. What do you think the Saints need to do to make a deep run this season outside of staying healthy?
Well, defensively, they got to continue to be who they've been the last 3 years. Defensively, this team has looked outstanding led by Cam Jordan. You bring in the Honey Badger. You bring in Marcus May at the other safety. Unfortunate what all he's had to get into this offseason. But these are people that they were counting on. They also need to stay healthy at the corner position. You got Marshawn Lattimore, who, when he's healthy, is a lockdown corner, number one type. They had Adebo step in last year, corner from Stanford, who's a ball getter. All he does is go – all he gets is interceptions. So they have to continue to play well. They have to still continue to cover well. And the sky's the limit. Also, you look at the division. They had a tough one versus Atlanta, but they own Tampa Bay. Carolina, we don't know who they're going to be yet. And Atlanta, you already have one in the bank. So you're going to win the division, hopefully. If they do that, they're in the playoffs. Now you got a home field game in New Orleans. It's just about how do you get there. You know, if you have home field advantage, you have a one or two seed, all you got to do is win one game, and you're just about in the Super Bowl. So they've had these opportunities before. It'd be lucky, and I'm looking forward to see how this kind of team, this kind of unfolds right there in front of us, because I truly don't know completely.
Roman Harper, SEC Network analyst and Super Bowl champion with the Saints here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, and the app. Go to the Listen Live function. Take us with you wherever you go. So, Roman, how concerned are you about Alabama after nearly losing to Texas?
I'm concerned with the penalties. They got to get that cleaned up. But other than that, I watched the game. And so I had this unique experience because I was at the game early. Then I left the game after the first quarter and a half and went and got to the airport, got a flight out. So I didn't watch the game all emotionally and seeing the, you know, the ebbs and flows of a football game. I just watched it on the tape. So when I'm seeing that, I thought Alabama didn't play as bad as we all want to say they did. But Texas actually outcoached Alabama. Texas outplayed Alabama majority of that time. And Alabama's fortunate that if Quinn Ewers doesn't get hurt, they might lose that game. Now, the positive in all that is the offensive line wasn't as bad as everybody thought. The wide receivers have to play better for Alabama if they want to win a championship. And also, outside of, you know, I think Alabama may have found a new weapon, and that is a two-minute offense at Alabama under Bryce Young. I think they need to use that not as a last-minute reservation, but more of an offensive weapon, that they need to use that more on a second, third drive to start a game off. They need to use that and get more creative on offense to open up these windows for their lack of explosion at wide receiver. Let Bryce Young get you there, because this is a 7-on-7 experiment with him, and he's been doing that since he was 12, 13 years old.
There was a couple upsets last week in college football, Roman. You obviously had the Nebraska-Georgia Southern situation, got Scott Frost sent home. You had the Notre Dame situation where that just looks like a disaster. They may not win a game for quite some time. And then you had the Appalachian State, Texas A&M debacle that's going on down at College Station. Which one of these upsets was a surprise to you last week?
I would say Marshall beating Notre Dame, because I just figured, like, I didn't see it happening. I knew App State was a good team, and I knew Texas A&M had been struggling offensively. So that wasn't a complete shocker. Nebraska, I mean, I'm used to them losing close games, so that wasn't a complete shocker. So for me, it's got to be Marshall beating Notre Dame. Notre Dame has to find a way to be more explosive on offense. If you cannot throw the football in today's football game, you have no chance. And that's what I see out of Notre Dame right now. They cannot throw the football. You have to be able to throw the football in today's game. You can't just turn around and run it 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Everybody's going to stack the box. And, you know, run game is all numbers. If they got more numbers, you can't run the ball. You have to be explosive in the pass game. And I thought they were just trying to take the wind out the ball, the air out of the ball against Ohio State. But no, this is truly who Notre Dame is. They are not explosive offensively. They got to figure that out. And at some point, they have to get a top-tier quarterback that can lead this team. I know Ian Book was great for Notre Dame, but he's not a high-quality NFL quarterback. That is what they need. That's going to get them back, hopefully so.
I don't know why Notre Dame can't attract top-notch tier, five-star, can't-miss Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston-type QBs. I wonder why they can't attract that.
Ohio State can get guys.
Ohio State gets them. It's right down the street. I mean,
right. I mean, like, because it would be one thing if they're all going to the SEC or going down south or going to warm weather or something like that, but that's not the case.
Yeah, I don't know why. Man. I don't know. I don't know why they can't. I mean,
you got a theory on that, Roman?
No, I don't. I haven't been to Notre Dame. They said the campus is magical, but I mean, everybody's on TV now. I remember when I was growing up, my mom was like, oh, you got to go to Notre Dame because you're on TV. Well, everybody's on TV.
Yeah, the campus is magical. Magically, no great quarterbacks go there.
Magically, if you think about it.
It's magical.
What is it? What is it? It's cold there, so what is it?
But you can attract other positions there.
Correct.
DBs, some receiver. Like, you can get guys to go there, NFL Roman, like the NFL quarterback. How couldn't you get Jackson Dart to transfer in from USC to Notre Dame? Instead, he goes to Ole Miss. Did you try to go get him? Did you figure it out?
Because Stroud's from California. He's in cold weather.
Yeah, but everybody says the same thing every single year, right? Why Notre Dame can't attract that quarterback? Where's Notre Dame quarterback?
Roman Harper, SEC Network analyst and Super Bowl champion with the Saints. Thank you very much, Roman.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man. Maybe you and Key can figure that out for us.
I ain't trying to figure nothing out for them.
Quarterback situation.
You know what?
Damn game.
Yeah. We could ask a Hall of Famer.
Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate it. We could ask a Hall of Famer who played for the Saints coming up, and he would know something about quarterbacks. Tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Steelers host the Patriots, followed by Texans at Broncos. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So we will be joined by a Hall of Famer to tell us whether one young quarterback could join him in the Hall of Fame eventually.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge works. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We're on the app, by the way. Hit the Listen Live feature, and you can hear us wherever you are. So we lock in picks for three. We lock in three different picks, basically. And we're going to compare how we do against other shows on the network. All right? So Key, J. is not here at the moment. It's just you and me, so you and I will figure this out.
Yes, that is correct, Mundo.
You can lean on me for my football knowledge if you need to.
The room back here will be the tiebreaker if you guys need it.
Okay. Well, I'll defer to Key. If we disagree, I'll defer
to
Key. He's a football expert. Okay, look. Packers are 10-point favorites versus the Bears, Key. What are we doing here?
I'm going to take the Packers to unleash on the Bears at home. A Packers defense get it turned around. Joe Barry knows what he's doing. I'm not worried about what happened in Minnesota. They made some mistakes. Minnesota got after them. Minnesota's a better football team than the Bears. It's just, Yeah, I think they cover, and they cover more than that, probably.
Yeah, the Packers' defense is good, and the Bears' offensive line stinks. There's something in me that hopes that Justin Fields can somehow pull it out. Because if they did, it would be so interesting.
It'd be a good story to the start of the season.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers sucks. Justin Fields is the best quarterback in the division.
Ever. He's the best quarterback ever, yeah. All right, so that's what we're doing. I agree. Packers are going to cover the 10 points against the Bears. Pats, the Patriots. By the way, we put a picture of Mike Tomlin on this just in yesterday by this graphic key because he looked like, what, surprised, right? Now think about the Steelers. They just beat the Bengals. And they were kind of dominating that game for most of the game, right? And they just beat the Bengals. The Patriots look bad week one. And yet the Patriots at Pittsburgh are favored by 2 points.
Yeah, but that's more about the coaching and Bill Belichick kind of getting
having
the best
Tomlin's
of
number.
Mike Tomlin over the years and people factoring it in that that's what's going to happen again.
What are we saying here?
I'm
going to go with the Steelers,
I'm taking
right?
the Steelers in this situation. Mac Jones back. I just don't see it. The Steelers are a better product. Although Najee Harris has a little bit of a foot, I still like Mitch Trubisky and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You're giving me points at home? After that week one, we got to take them. All right, Bucs are—
Saints, easy, done.
Right.
Two and a hook.
Also, the Saints are also getting two and a half points against the team they always beat. Two and a hook. Sorry, forget how experienced a gambler you are. All right, so there it is. Lock them in. Packers over Bears, minus 10. We take it. We take the points with the Steelers, and we take the points with the Saints.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Patrick looks like a guy who mentally is exactly where he needs to be as far as his mastery of this offense.
Touchdown, Kansas City! A 2-yard touchdown pass for Mahomes, his fifth of the game.
I always feel like I have something to prove. I mean, I'm just this guy from Texas Tech, man. They said they couldn't play in the NFL. So I always have that mindset of going out there and proving that that we're the Kansas City Chiefs and that we still have a chance to go out there and win the AFC Championship and then win the AFC West and win the Super Bowl.
Football Hall of Fame, I think, is the hardest one to get into. Like, Hall of Famers, they can't just, they made 4 Pro Bowls or something like that.
You break my soul. You break my soul.
We have a former Chiefs and Saints left tackle on with us now who is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Key, forget about the 11 Pro Bowls, right? Because I think I made 2 Pro Bowls. Everyone makes the Pro Bowl.
No.
This dude was a 6-time first-team All-Pro. 6-time first-team All-Pro. Willie Rofe.
Yeah. But forget all that, though. Forget 11-time Pro Bowl or 6-time
Super Bowl, right?
Forget all that accolades.
What's that?
He also is the biggest human being I've ever stood next to in life.
Largest land mammal.
In life.
Largest land mammal.
Well, one day early in our careers, we're working out in Orange County at the same club. And I walk in, he's already working out, and he's on the Stairmaster. You know how wide a Stairmaster is? He was spilling over. He was so damn big. I was like, what the hell? Remember that big wheel?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember us hanging out in Hawaii too.
Oh yeah, at the Pro Bowl for sure, definitely.
At the Pro Bowl, yeah. Yes, when you first got drafted, yeah. Uh-huh.
Willie, how'd you like to be protecting the blind side of either Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert the way they were playing last night?
Oh man, it was fun to watch, especially, you know, and I like what the Chiefs were doing. They were rolling the pocket some, they were moving around a little more, and Herbert, they got after Herbert a little bit in that second half. I don't think he's feeling too good today.
How confident are you though in Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs getting back to another AFC Championship game, particularly at home as they've always been, and then advancing into the Super Bowl with this particular unit that with no Tyreek Hill?
You know, I like the way they're spreading the ball around, and you see, Key, they got those, they're trying to utilize those other young tight ends more. So the key is going to be if they can run the ball better, run the ball consistently, and they did run the ball and had that big play in the third quarter. I like to shout out the Chiefs offensive line, especially those tackles. You know what Brown's going to give you because he's been a Pro Bowler, but Andrew Wiley played an excellent game. You know, we played Eastern Michigan a couple of times, the MAC conference. Shout out to the MAC conference, but Andrew Wiley played a real good game over there. I talked to Trey last week, and I know he had sprained his ankle a little bit, and he gutted it out. So I want to give credit to that line for stepping up yesterday against the best two, maybe the best tandem pass rusher in the league.
Willie Rowe, former Chiefs and Saints protector of all quarterbacks and really large human being in life, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Willie, how important is Eric Bieniemy to the success of the Kansas City Chiefs offense? Because clearly we see on television he's calling the plays, but yet and still they want to refer to Andy Reid as the play caller.
I think he's right about that, by the way. Go ahead, Willie.
I agree. I think the enemy is very important. I think they kind of bounce stuff off each other, and then they make decisions. I also think that Patrick makes a lot of calls himself too. When you got a guy that's the level he is, he can have input in that meeting too. But I don't understand why Eric hasn't gotten a head coaching job. But I'm glad we still got him, and he's done a great job. He's a good football player too.
So watching that game last night, Willie, I mean, the Patrick Mahomes, the first time you laid eyes on him as a pro, it was like, oh, my God, this is just different. It's just different. The next time I had a feeling like that from day one, right, because Josh Allen was slow progress, better and better and better. Lamar Jackson set the world on fire but still developed parts of his game as it went on. But it was Justin Herbert. It was like, what the hell is this, right? Like, day one you play like this? What were your thoughts on Herbert's performance and the Chargers letting him play after, as the guys are saying, those barbecued ribs in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I thought he gutted it out. And you know, the adrenaline's flowing and guys don't want to lead the game. He played well. The turning point, but we watched the game. The turning point in the game was when they were driving and he threw that pick six to that young kid. Shout out to that seven-round pick they drafted, the young man. You know, Kansas City always likes tall corners, and they moved LaTex Sneed over the corner from safety, just like they did Doug Evans when I played, and I played with him in college. But, you know, the young man made a great play, and then they busted open the game with that running play late in the game to take it over. But other than that play, I thought Herbert played well. I hope the young man's okay. I know he'll probably be in the training room this week some, but he'll be ready to play next week. But, you know, that's football. I will say this, guys. Watching the game Monday night and watching this football game, if guys are getting close to the quarterbacks, the refs are letting them play a little more this year. It's been some good contact. That Broncos game had some good contact, and they've been letting guys hit the quarterback as long as it's clean. But these guys have been taking a few shots this week.
Huh. Willie, before we let you go real quick, I'm just curious. You see Herbert, you see Mahomes. Herbert's 6'6". He's like the prototype. He does everything perfectly. Beautiful to see. One of the best. He spin it better than just about anyone I've ever seen. Mahomes is all that, plus there's some extra magic he can make. You saw that touchdown pass. That whole play was like, who else does that but Mahomes, really? Who would you rather protect? Who would get you more juiced to protect?
it would be Mahomes. I mean, just him spinning the ball, the sidearm, the stuff he does. During the game, we get to watch a little bit too. We shouldn't be, but we do get to watch a little bit. And watching Mahomes make some of them plays would just get the whole, and he does not gets the whole team and the whole line and the whole stadium fired up. So, you know, I love Herbert, but I would have loved to have a chance to protect Patrick.
Thank you, Willie Rofe, former Chiefs and Saints left tackle, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Thank you, Willie.
All right, Big Will.
All right, thank y'all for having me, man.
The reason I asked that, Key, is because when we say something good always happens for that guy, I think that's part of Mahomes' whole thing. I think players, they always believe he's the best player on the field, and they want to play with him. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
He has that Brett Favre stuff, you know, minus taking $5 million in welfare money.
Jeez.
Brett Favre stuff.
But
he
can't
has
help
that,
yourself, Max.
He has that Brett. Well, yeah, as far as I know, Mahomes has never taken $5 million in welfare money to build a volleyball.
He can't
facility.
Help himself.
Yates, am I wrong? Has he done that
no,
or not?
No, but you can't help
Gotta
yourself.
Gotta bring it up.
I'm just curious. It's in the news.
It's
being reported all over the place.
Yeah, he paid some of it back.
Yeah. But anyway, Key, he has that Favre, oh my God, this is fun, but he doesn't turn the ball over, right? Like, it's Favre
2.0. And that'll happen for Justin Herbert as soon as he wins something that matters. It'll happen for him.
Oh, I get the feeling that people really like Herbert and it's fun to play with him, too. It will be fun. But it doesn't.
See, it's fun. Think who else is fun to play with? Brady. It's so much fun to play with Brady.
Right.
Brady got the chips.
Right.
It's really fun to play with Aaron Rodgers. He got the chips.
No. Rodgers is different than like.
No, but it was fun early on. Rodgers just got a bad thingy on his back
But Rodgers feels to me like the kind of guy who is, especially earlier, maybe he's coming out of it, but who is not always able to be, until maybe recently, authentically himself, you know, in a way that juices a team. Whereas Favre just seemed like, yeah, he's the old gunslinger, the whole thing. And Mahomes has that element in his personality,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus a little wiggle in his game that makes it fun.
But when you win,
yeah,
it's
then
fun.
It's fun to win.
I just want to let you know, Willie Rofe is really, really big. Just want to let you know that. He is so huge, man. He's wide as the door. I'm just thinking back in my mind. I done been around some big offensive line, especially at Pro Bowls, because you get the best of the best in the world at the Pro Bowls at the time we were playing. Not this crap now. And them linemen over there, some of them dudes, them Gogans and him, and oh, so huge.
Greeny's next. We're going to see you Monday at 6 a.m. here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.